Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Travelers continue to see delays and cancellations thanks to United Airlines' ground stop caused by a computer malfunction on Wednesday. More than 100 flights already canceled this morning. The White House and the Kremlin confirming that President Trump and President Putin have agreed to talk. President Trump wanted Ukrainian President Zelensky there as well. Russia has not agreed to that. The White House's so-called reciprocal tariffs kicked in at midnight. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
What the President Trump is doing is leveling the playing field on behalf of American workers, on behalf of American businesses. The tariffs will help pay for the tax cuts in the big, beautiful bill. The tariffs will help debt reduction.
Short-term, American consumers are expected to pay the price, by some estimates up to $2,400 a year per household in added prices. The five soldiers shot and wounded at Fort Stewart, Georgia, allegedly by a fellow soldier, all recovering today. This is ABC News. Texas State Democrats still staying away from Austin to avoid voting on a redistricting map they say is discriminatory and unfair, designed to hand Republicans five additional congressional seats in the midterms. Some of those Democrats are in Illinois, where at the Illinois State Fair last night, Governor J.D. Pritzker, also a Democrat, said,
"There's been a civil warrant issued by none other than the Republican Speaker of the House of Texas. A civil warrant, as you know, does not allow the Texas Rangers or anybody in Texas to grab anybody outside of the state of Texas. So we're very proud to have them here. Frankly, they're heroes. These are people who are standing up for democracy, and we're going to do everything we can to protect them."
South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says she'll be running for governor next year. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says she is also officially putting her hat in the ring for governor of her state as well. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. A Green Bay bar has lost its liquor license. At a meeting on Tuesday, the city council denied an appeal to renew the license for Stage 1, a bar on North Broadway. Stage 1 lost its license in June after repeated police calls and disturbances. Councilman Bill Galvin says the bar has had numerous chances to cut down on incidents.
The Green Bay Police Department has bent over backwards to try to help him be successful. And at the end of 2 years, it hasn't happened.
The bar's owner said he was willing to implement more safety protocols and said the bar is a community resource. He asked for more time to let an updated correction plan work.
The point I'm trying to make is that Stage 1 is not just a bar, and that we will do whatever we can to prove that we want to continue being a part of this community.
Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis says from his vantage point, there was risk in reinstating the bar's liquor license. Meanwhile, BakeCare Aurora is the largest taxpayer in Green Bay. That's according to the Green Bay Press Gazette, which looked at the city's financial audit for 2024. The audit says the property tax base is relatively broad. The top 25 taxpayers make up just 9% of the total property valuation. Property taxes also grew last year by 7% outside tax increment districts. Last year, Green Bay also got a $3.3 million bump in shared revenue from the state. Rescued early yesterday morning and was hospitalized with serious but not critical injuries. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Sholly Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4. After sweeping the Nationals, Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win three in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as all just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm, and humid. Highs around 90. The heat index into the mid-90s. Right now, it's 65.
News and timeless hits, WGBW. Good morning, Dan Marcus.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the
put a little love in your heart. There's no other way. Put a little Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary. WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW. Dan Marcus, good morning. 6:12. If you got to be somewhere at 6:15, you got 2.5 minutes. Just going over the calendar here for some of the upcoming events and things. For example, I was curious, when does school start? Well, Monday, September 1st is Labor Day. So the first day of school is Tuesday, September 2nd. So that's a few weeks away yet. But this weekend, an important event, an interesting event, a good family event is going on. The Ashwaubenon 2025 Blast and Family Funathon is the official name of it. It's at Ashwaubenon Park. It's for all ages. Whole family is welcome. Starts at 9 a.m. in the morning, goes until 10 o'clock at night. And, of course, there's going to be food and beverages and the like, but there's also going to be balloon animals for the kids and bounce houses and face painting and car show is going to be there. So that's just one thing happening this weekend. Wanted to pass that along to you here, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable, presented by Hands Free Skechers Slip-ins.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as Slip-ins? And I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep, with Skechers Slip-ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes. And by the way, Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles. Find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals? Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine, singing joy to the world. All the boys and girls now, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me. If I were the king of the world, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd throw away the cars and the bars and the war, make sweet love to you. Say now, joy to the world. All the boys and girls, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me.
Biggest hit ever for Three Dog Night. They did not want to record that song. It's the last song released from the album, and it became the biggest hit, and they recorded it because it was written by a buddy of theirs. And he was in the studio with them and said, come on, record it. So they tried it.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Gotta go home. Wake up.
faces, tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love long ago that didn't work out right, traces of love, ribbons from her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love long ago that didn't work out right, traces of love with me somewhere.
All the events going on this weekend, for example, the first Packer preseason game. We'll check the weather on the way on WGBW.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Instead of telling lies and making me cry, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? Whatever happened to all the good times we used to have? The times we cried and laughed? I wanna know, I wanna know. This is the end. I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care? You care? Don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care?
Raise your kids right. Play 97.9 WGBW in the car on the way to school.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good.
He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad. And
smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
I guess you're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad.
And smile a little smile for me, Rosemary.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. The smoke situation, it doesn't seem that bad now, and we're expecting some storms tonight, so maybe that will clean the air. Let's get some details to you now, as what we're doing is we're kind of combining a unique situation where we're offering you great tunes and a lot of local information about Green Bay. Here's another update from the WGBW Newsroom on 97.9.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. 21 members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force are back home after a two-week deployment to Texas. That's according to a bulletin from the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management. They were there for search and rescue efforts following severe flash flooding, deployed as part of a national emergency compact that lets states send resources to each other. The team returned to Wisconsin late last month and included personnel from fire departments in Appleton, Nina, Menasha, Green Bay, and Sheboygan. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says a Trump administration move to cut disaster mitigation funding has been temporarily blocked. FEMA ended the Disaster Preparedness Grant Program in April. It goes by BRIC, that's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities. The program helps communities prepare for disaster through projects like building tornado shelters or updating power lines. 19 other states are opposing the cancellation of the program. A Shawano airman killed during World War II will be laid to rest this Saturday. Private Herbert McLaughlin died during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. His remains were buried in Hawaii, but for decades, they've been unidentified. That changed in 2019 when an agency that identifies missing soldiers exhumed his remains. Through DNA testing and other forensic methods, they were able to confirm his identity and announced it last December. Now, Private McLaughlin's remains have made their way back to Wisconsin. He'll be laid to rest with full military honors this Saturday. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Taking out loans is many times a necessity for farmers. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And Darla Sikora, the Director of Agricultural Loans with Citizens State Bank of Loyal, is here to give insight into what Wisconsin farms are most commonly taking these loans out for right now.
Not a lot of new barns going up, but occasionally there are new things to be added onto an existing barn, maybe expanding a freestall barn or something along those lines. For whatever reason, the last couple of months, I have actually seen a lot of our customers purchasing forage trailers. That is a big one. Getting crops made is the weather has, it always has an impact, but the last couple of years have really been a challenge in our area, and getting good feed in when it's ready to go in is huge. So a lot of forage trailers for haylage put in when it needs to.
Sikora also says that if you are looking to get a loan, make sure you walk into the bank with a plan to pay them back to increase your chances of it being accepted. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Last week, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin suggested that he may rescind the mandate on DEF systems, also known as the diesel exhaust fluid. This original ruling came after the 2009 greenhouse gas endangerment finding. If this were to be rescinded, it'd be the largest deregulatory action in the history of the U.S., it may also create some issues for the ethanol industry. If you like this agriculture news and want more of it, make sure to visit our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Green Bay weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms, otherwise mostly sunny, warm and humid. Highs around 90, the heat index into the mid-90s. Right now, it's 65.
WGBW. Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Night on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without.
Local News and Timeless Hits. WGBW. Good morning, Dan Marcus. 6:37 now. You got to be somewhere by 7 o'clock. You got, or carry the tune, about 22 minutes. And Wisconsin State Fair going on through Sunday. Sunday grandstand show, the Happy Together Tour, headlined by the Turtles, these guys, WGBW.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever nor near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
Fun, now the daddy took the T-bird away. voice. Sunshine on our studios in downtown Green Bay near the city deck. So let's do a pair of Beach Boys back to back because it's summer and the sun's out. Enjoy, make the most of it, and remember this moment when January hits us here, okay? Beautiful car song, which sounds like it should be an oxymoron, right? But those Beach Boys harmonies, man, I tell you, I never stop appreciating the harmonies of the Beach Boys. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios, downtown Green Bay, and doubling down on the Beach Boys there because sun's out, and it's August, it's summer. So why not? Car show, I already mentioned one happening this weekend. Another one that I mentioned yesterday, mentioned again today, so that you're aware. The families of children with cancer are holding their sixth annual car show at Dorsch Ford this Saturday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You with raffles and bucket raffles and 50-50 raffles and things like that. So it may be a little wet. Take an umbrella. If you're going to the Packer preseason game against the Jets, you may need a poncho. Forecast coming up in a matter of minutes here on the station with local news and timeless hits, WGBW.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Roots on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus, and I was thinking, you know, there are some firsts in your life that you never forget. You shouldn't, really. Like, first dance. First slow dance was at the Swing Inn in my hometown of Lancaster, Wisconsin, to this song. Thank you. And where is Nancy Heller this morning? You know? You wonder.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right to feel the way I do say, I don't think of you, 'cause when you say these things, you know it makes me blue. Give me one kiss and I'll be happy. Just to be here with you. Thank you.
comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Boots, start walking.
Nancy Sinatra. Oh, my. I grew up quickly watching the video of that song. Ricky Nelson? Not so much. Traveling Man. News next. WGBW.
I'm a traveling man. Made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea,